Rocky Mountain House will be developing a plan to be prepared in case of water shortages. Cown. Tina Hutchinson proposed a notice of motion asking that administration develop a water shortage response plan and bring it back to the council's June 11th Governance and Priorities Committee meeting. "I just felt it was important that we get something in place now," said Hutchinson. Rocky Mountain House, which draws its water from the North Saskatchewan River, is not included in any of the province's current drought zones. While the town is the most upstream major water license holder, having a plan in place in case of water shortages could be important for downstream water users. "If we've got this plan in place and the public are aware of it, hopefully, we'll be proactive instead of having to be reactive," she said. "A number of Alberta municipalities have already prepared water shortage plans," she said, citing Medicine Hat as having one of the better plans. Medicine Hat officials warned residents a month ago that unless there is significant rainfall this spring, water restrictions for lawns and parks will likely be imposed. Having plans in place to deal with drought or other water shortages was much discussed at a meeting of Alberta municipal leaders last month, said Rocky Mayor Debbie Beitch. "Drought is not the only problem that can lead to water shortages and rationing. City of Edmonton's water treatment plant went down because of technical issues, which triggered measures that affected city residents and all who bought water from the city. Alberta Municipalities strongly recommends communities have water shortage plans in place and has created a guide to creating plans for its nearly 260 members." Cown. Len Phillips said the town is fortunate to be at the upstream end of the North Saskatchewan River and has not faced water shortages. "However, we know there's a drought situation, and an extreme drought situation in certain parts of the province, and it would be nice to have a plan in place, so should the province mandate something, we've already got a plan in place. The less water the town pulls from the river, the more will be available for downstream users if shortages arise," he added. "They're the ones who are going to need it, for municipalities, for crops, for other needs. I definitely support this."